Biden landed Tuesday in Geneva on the eve of his first summit with Vladimir Putin, a meeting the White House hopes will set clear red lines preventing the combustible U.S.-Russia relationship from further deterioration. When asked if he was prepared for the tense encounter, Mr. Biden told reporters with a smile, quote, "I'm always ready," end quote. A senior official in the Biden administration said Tuesday he did not expect big outcomes from Mr. Biden's first summit with the Russian president. As Air Force One landed in Geneva, the U.S. official said, quote, "We're not expecting a big set of deliverables out of this meeting," end quote. Ukraine does not see the risk of U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin cutting a deal on Ukraine behind Ukraine's back, the foreign minister told a briefing in Kiev Tuesday. Ukraine had told allies it would not accept any agreements reached in discussions where Ukraine was not present, the foreign minister said. The United States and the European Union Tuesday pledged to cooperate on a host of global issues, including addressing Russia, China, and Iran, as well as tackling COVID, climate change, and others, according to a joint statement released by the White House. Outgoing UN Yemen mediator Martin Griffiths told the Security Council Tuesday that after 3 years of trying to broker an end to the conflict in the Arabian Peninsula country, quote, the parties have yet to overcome their differences, end quote. Griffiths told the 15-member council during his last briefing that he hopes meetings will bear fruit. If you'd like more on these stories or any of the news of the day, feel free to visit us at our website, voanews.com, or download our app. This is VOA News. There are new details of how Donald Trump pressured the Justice Department to investigate his unsubstantiated